Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of educating youngsters. The youth are our future. You know, they are, where the future lies. Nobody can deny the importance of education as well. Even though we know that education is something in Islam which is min al-mahdi ila al-lahd, from the cradle to the grave, nevertheless, no one can deny that education in youth has a different effect. It's more effective, and educating youngsters and young people is very, very important. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked one of his companions named Ahwal, who he had sent to kind of propagate religion in a certain city or in a certain place. He asked him, how did the people respond to you? Did they come to you and accept you? How was their response? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked Ahwal, did you go to Basra? He replied, yes. The Imam alayhi salam then asked, how did you find the people's hastening to this matter of imamat and embracing it? Meaning, this person went there with the intention of calling people towards tashayyu and Shiism. So he asked, did the people respond? Did they, did they accept or not this matter? So the person replied, by Allah, I swear to Allah, such people were few in number, and even that which they did do was little. Meaning, I guess he wants to say that the people who actually came to see me, responded, were few, and out of those few, only a few accepted, for example, and accepted and kind of, responded positively to what I was talking about. When the Imam heard this, he replied, Alayka bil ahdas, you should concentrate on youngsters. You should put the matter forth, present the matter of our imamat about tashayyu to youngsters, for verily they hasten towards anything good. فَإِنَّهُمْ أَسْرَعُوا إِلَىٰ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. They hasten to everything good. If they hear something good, they hasten towards it because they don't have any preconceived notions. They don't have any, personal interests that they're, that might prevent them from accepting the truth, right? If you present them with the truth, they accept it. You know, their hearts are pure and their minds are, free from, misgivings and they're not tied and bound up with to the world as much as older people are. Perhaps this is why Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, verily the heart of a youngster is like an empty plot of land. It accepts whatever is planted therein. Right? Empty plot of land kind of indicates the fact that these young people, they don't have any misgivings, preconceived, beliefs and these kind of things, and it's easy for them to accept the truth when it's presented to them, of course, in the proper way, in the proper manner. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of educating youngsters in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.